Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and with you in studio, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie is here, courtesy of her website, AllieHavens.com. You can go over there, and she blogs.
I can blog.
Yeah.
I blog at my website, AllieHavens.com.
That's what I'm saying. Allie Havens, that's A-L-I, AllieHavens.com. Go there to get more of Allie. And, of course, you can call in, talk to us about whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. So we, last hour, we're talking about the term conservative. We, the three of us on this show, as well as about 1,100 other people, were today, well, I guess about 13,000 other people, excuse me, were labeled as conservatives by the number one talk show host in the country, Rush Limbaugh. I don't listen to Rush's show. I heard about this through Facebook. Someone linked me over to an article on his website. And normally we don't talk about what Rush talks about. Like, that's the worst thing you can do in talk radio is be a Rush copycat, and everyone does it. I mean, all the conserva clone hosts out there, they're clones, they're cloning Rush Limbaugh. They're doing, you know, they're aping the one who has been the most successful.
I've actually heard Rush before say that his show is show prep for every other talk radio show.
Almost a true statement.
Well, is it true that talk radio tends to be more right?
Oh, yes.
Politically?
Oh, yeah. There are some liberal shows. There are some progressive shows out there. And they're doing all right, actually. So there's a number of them that have gotten dozens of affiliates, and they're making a fair amount of money.
Would you say NPR is liberal?
Oh, I would say, yeah. So, well, it's, you know, it's pro-state, and it's definitely liberal. But it's not really commercial talk radio. Mm-hmm. There are commercial talk radio shows like Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz. These are three of the big lefty talk show hosts. But most of the industry is on the right, and most of those guys are trying to copy Rush Limbaugh, and the women that host talk radio shows are trying to be the female version of Rush Limbaugh.
Do you blame them for trying to copy success? I mean,
no, I don't blame anybody for doing that, but the problem is, if that's not who you really are...
I have an original idea.
Right. If that's not who you really are, if you're just trying to be like Rush for the you know, the hope that you're going to be able to make some fraction of the money that Rush makes, that's kind of sad, in my opinion. But I didn't mean to commentate on the entirety of the talk radio industry. I just wanted to kind of give an excuse here. We're only talking about what Rush was talking about, because he was talking about us.
Yes.
And he wasn't specifically talking about Free Talk Live, but he was talking about Free State Project participants. And he called them conservatives. Let me read for you from his website, rushlimbaugh.com, the transcript of what he said today. Now, I can't actually play. They have the audio embedded in the page, but you have to be one of his club members and pay a certain amount of dollars per month in order to access that. So here's what he said. A New Hampshire legislator wants her constituents to know that she feels conservatives are the single biggest threat her state faces today. And she wants to use her powers to legislate to pass measures that will restrict the freedoms of Granite State conservatives. In a blog post made last month on the left-wing site Blue Hampshire, which, by the way, it wasn't a blog post, she was just commenting on a post on Blue Hampshire. Somebody found that post. They then posted it on Facebook. I took that post, posted it on freekeen.com, and it was after that that the story blew up. And a bunch of different sites picked it up. Her name is Democrat Cynthia Chase. She is a representative from the 3rd District, which I think is also incorrect. I believe she's the 8th District. But nonetheless, he says, and there's a picture of her here, and that's all I'm going to say, suggesting that she's not a very beautiful lady. He continues, there's a picture here of Cynthia Chase, and she advised her fellow legislators to use their positions to make New Hampshire less welcoming to any conservative or libertarian planning on moving to her state. Which I'm actually a little surprised he used the term libertarian at all, but I'm also, you know, I don't like the idea of conservative being used mixed with libertarian. It's common, and it's frustrating.
See, to me, this is not even really bad news, because it's Rush Limbaugh, and he considers himself a conservative. To him, conservative is a warm, happy, fuzzy word, and for his listeners, that's what it is. If it was a liberal calling the Free State Project conservative, I would know that they didn't mean that in, like, a warm, fuzzy way. So that would maybe make me want to, like, raise fingers. But with this, I feel like he's strategically calling the Free State Project conservative to make it more appealing so that his listeners know what side to be on.
True.
Because he's not been very kind to libertarians, and if he says, oh, look, she doesn't like the libertarians, then they'll be like, so are we on her side or not? Because we're not supposed to like libertarians.
He's got a picture in this post that says, liberalism versus Americanism. And that made me vomit in my mouth a little bit.
I don't know, Allie. Obviously, we don't know what goes through this guy's head, but Daryl, as you pointed out before, you saw footage of Rush Limbaugh back in the 1990s.
Yes.
Who said that in this footage, and you don't know where it was from, it was from some interview
or
whatever.
It was like 2020 or 60 minutes or 48
hours. He admitted
to
basically playing a character.
Yes.
That he didn't actually believe the things that he says. So who knows what's actually going through this guy's mind? I don't know about that. It just disturbs me that he's labeling free staters as conservatives.
Isn't his thing just to go against whatever the Democrat or liberal
pretty much
like?
That's his thing. Yeah.
He's just black and white in his thinking.
Liberals are opposite of conservatives, and conservatives are opposite of liberals.
Well, liberals are evil, and conservatives are saints.
Do you remember during 2000 the Elian Gonzalez situation?
No.
Where there was, I'm sure you remember.
I was 10 years old.
I am old.
You were as old as Elian Gonzalez.
There was this little Cuban boy that his mother and her boyfriend died on a raft coming from Cuba. He survived, and he had family in Miami. And he was staying with the family in Miami.
Actually, I do remember this thing on the news.
Bill Clinton wanted to extradite the little boy and send him back to Cuba. Or Bill Clinton, I forget which way it was, but Rush Limbaugh took a position that was
the military
totally
came
opposite of what Rush Limbaugh would normally do just because Bill Clinton wanted to do the opposite thing.
And for you, for those who don't recall, there's this really classic picture that came out of it where the Marines or the local police that dress like military, you know, coming into this young man's home, pointing
like
an HK MP5, pointing a machine gun at this young man, and he was just crying his brains out, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
So, back to Rush Limbaugh. He says that this Cynthia Chase has advised her fellow legislators to use their positions to make New Hampshire less welcoming to any conservative or libertarian planning on moving to her state, not to mention those already in residence. For those unaware, a conservative project of sorts, that's his term for the Free State Project, a conservative project of sorts. has been underway in New Hampshire since 2001. The idea is that Americans of conservative ideals are to move to New Hampshire, gather in communities, run for office, and work to drive the state towards libertarianism and conservatism. You can't do those two things at once.
Well, there are some people...
He's linking conservatism and libertarianism.
Which is a huge problem, in my book.
To me, I think that he's just defining conservatism as, you know, anti-state, and I like that.
That there are some people like Rush Limbaugh and Wayne Root who like to try to pretend that conservatives and libertarians are the same thing, and libertarians are supposed to love the humanitarian wars and killing brown people that live in the desert.
Yeah, that's why I say you can't drive the state towards both libertarianism and conservatism at the same time. It's just not possible.
And up here at the red light, you're going to take a right and a left and go straight at the same time?
Yeah, exactly. So, I find it insulting, and it's a frustration that I've been dealing with for a long time. Look, I used to like Rush Limbaugh when I was a young teenager. I was in the Rush Club in school. There were, I think, 3 members of the Rush Club. But
were you president?
I don't think there was any president or anything like that. I think that we were just in the Rush Club, and we met, and I don't even know what we did in the Rush Club.
Mega dittos.
Yeah. Did you get grams?
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll talk more because Rush has more to say here about the Free State Project, except he actually doesn't use the terms Free State Project in his statement. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you. Bring up what you want, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. They're all totally free, including news updates. Get signed up. We will send you emails or update you on Facebook or Twitter, whatever method is the most preferred to you. You can go and sign up for it for free at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. Now, you've been hearing about bitcoins for a while now on Free Talk Live. Some people kind of who are upset about that have called this Bitcoin Talk Live, which I think is ridiculous. We talk about Bitcoin once or twice a night. And, you know, if you don't like that we're talking about Bitcoin so much, feel free to buy a $3,000 a month advertising package and outbid the Bitcoin guys. And, you know, then we won't talk about it as much.
Wow, that's sassy, Ian.
Yeah. They're not paying us that much. But you'd have to outbid the Bitcoin guys to get us to take them off the air. You'd have to basically pay twice, what they're paying. And we actually believe in the Bitcoin. At least I do. I don't want to speak for you two. But me and Mark, the main two hosts of the show, are huge Bitcoin fans. Daryl, you've always come across as a skeptic.
Somewhat. I tolerate the Bitcoin. I will accept the Bitcoin. But then I always try to sell the Bitcoin and either get
Convert it to cash.
Something that is spendable, easily spendable in my day-to-day exchanges,
right,
or a precious metal that I will hopefully hold on to for a period of time.
Allie, do you have Bitcoins?
I do have a couple, I guess.
Okay.
But if you had proposed the idea to me before all this stuff started happening with it, where it's gotten really popular, I would have been like, no, it's not hard money. That doesn't make sense. That just seems asinine to me.
Yeah.
But now I'm kind of like, all right, maybe there's something to this. I do think Bitcoin somehow relies on government intrusion in the marketplace for it's sort of like a workaround for that, because it's kind of internet cash.
Yeah,
and
much.
The way I've heard it described. So I like that about it. But if, you know, I don't think that we're going to achieve a state of complete economic freedom anytime soon. So it should continue to be successful. But I don't know if it's like a long term, like,
you never know what's going to happen
long term.
Till
the end of time's investment.
Well, right. I mean, Bitcoin's the first to market with a viable electronic currency that you can send to anyone you want around the world who also has a Bitcoin wallet. And it's, you know, almost instantaneous. It's effective. It works. And it's becoming more and more popular every day. Will it last forever? There's no way to predict anything like that. There could be some Bitcoin killer currency that comes out and just, you know, does a better job somehow than the Bitcoin's doing. There are some competitors already, actually. There's Litecoin and there's some other ones as well. But they're nowhere near the success level or the market penetration of Bitcoin. So there's a real benefit to being first to market anytime you have a product. And Bitcoin's got that. So if you're a business owner and you've been wondering about the Bitcoin and not sure if you want to get involved in accepting them, because then you got to convert it somehow to cash, and that could be a hassle. And there's a company that can help you, BitPay.com. They make it easy for any website, charity, or retail store to accept Bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. That's the way to handle Bitcoins. Let someone else do it for you, because otherwise you got to deal with, you know, collecting them yourself and then finding a way to convert them and going through that process. BitPay will do it, and they'll do it automatically, and their fees are lower than credit cards, so there's also no risk of chargeback or fraud. Go to BitPay.com to get started. That's BitPay.com.
And BitPay is actually one of the companies that I use for accepting the Bitcoins.
It was easy to sign up for when I tried it.
Yes.
All right. So back to Rush Limbaugh here and what he's saying about the Free State Project, calling it a conservative movement,
and
but also calling it libertarian at the same time.
He never uses the term Free State Project anywhere in this article.
That's correct. He calls it a conservative project of sorts that has been underway in New Hampshire since 2001. Also not an accurate statement. The Free State Project was formed in 2001, but New Hampshire wasn't chosen until 2003. But anyway, he's probably just pulling most of his information.
He doesn't let facts get in the way of his opinion.
So much for his crack research team.
Yeah, he has to figure out that it's the Free State Project. He knows all that, but why wouldn't he use the words Free State Project?
Well, exactly.
Because he wants it to be about him.
He wants it to be about the conservative movement. The conservatives are under attack. He's going to editorialize a little bit more here in a moment. He says that there's a movement that has been orchestrated throughout the country to try and convince conservatives to move to New Hampshire and make inroads politically and try to wrest control of the state in a democratic fashion. That's why this state legislator, Cynthia Chase, is all upset. I've told you in the past that liberals consider us the biggest threat that they face. A bigger threat than Al-Qaeda. A bigger threat than any terrorist group. A bigger threat than any other nation. We conservatives are the biggest threat they face, and Ms. Chase here is making this abundantly clear.
Okay,
so it's all about the conservatives. conservatives are under attack because we're such a threat to the state, which is absolutely ridiculous because the conservatives are upholding the state. The conservatives want to conserve the state. They don't want to throw the state away. They don't want to get rid of this barbaric concept that has been with humanity for thousands of years and has been used as the excuse to control peaceful people all around the world and slaughter innocent millions. No, conservatives have no interest in getting rid of the state. So it's ridiculous what is being said here.
Yeah, it's the war on conservatives. Do you use that at all?
I'm surprised he doesn't, but that's basically the gist of this this whole article here. She wants to purposefully use her power, says Limbaugh, to write laws to target individuals with whom she disagrees, take away their freedoms and liberties, all in the hope that the citizens that she is oppressing might ultimately leave. That's what her objective is. Cynthia Chase wants to... he's right in that statement. That is what Cynthia Chase wants. She wants free staters to leave. She wants them to be scared into not coming here in the first place. But then he goes on and continues to say, Cynthia Chase wants conservatives to leave New Hampshire, and she wants to affect this by writing legislation that targets their liberty and targets their freedom. Steve McDonald, a New Hampshire resident, said, this sounds like tyranny.
See, he just completely misses the point of what's so beautiful about her statements is because she's not blaming Republicans.
Not at all.
She's blaming, like, that's what typically is happening there. It's like they're going back, these two groups are, like, pretending to go back and forth and then co-signing legislation that benefits everyone in the government. But she's talking about free states, this libertarian group. We're supposed to be the underdogs. We're supposed to be people they just shoo away and they pretend like they don't exist. But she's actually saying it's the biggest threat to the state. Not Republicans. You know, this is the Democrat speaking. But this libertarian... little project, which is just, you know,
it's a little project.
It's getting bigger. I mean, we have a reason to want it to get bigger and think that it, you know, maybe from our perspective, it seems even bigger because we know all that's involved in it. But it's good to hear that someone in government is also noticing.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got a question, and I know that Rush Limbaugh most likely does not listen to Free Talk Live, but if anybody from his staff is listening, what does Rush Limbaugh know about freedom and liberty? After all, I'm fairly certain that he believes that the USA Patriot Act is wonderful legislation.
Mm.
FISA is wonderful, that, you know, we can just tap into the phone lines of anybody that, you know, is communicating with one of them terrorists.
Did he disagree with George Bush when
the
he was creating
TSA, he loves when the TSA gropes people's genitals. What does he know about liberty?
Right. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. And also, it's worth pointing out, Free State Project participants have run for office as Democrats and have won as Democrats. So to label the Free State Project a conservative movement, and they've won as Republicans and run as Republicans, is ridiculous. 855-450-FREE, you share your thoughts. A little bit more from Rush coming up. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Do it toll free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. So enjoy those on us. Go on over to freetalklive.com, and you can support the show if you would like by going to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got flyers you can print out, you can post, you can hand them out to folks. We've got web banners that you can put up on your website, your blog, wherever it is you want to put those. And in addition to that, you get a free bumper sticker. The details are there over at promote.freetalklive.com. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. And we talked briefly about Bitcoins a moment ago, about what you can do if you're a business owner and how you can accept Bitcoins. But maybe you just want to get Bitcoins for yourself as an individual. Go to bitinstant.com. They're the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. They make it possible for you to deposit cash at more than a million locations globally, including your computer at home, but also places like Walmart or CVS. You can go to the various different locations in 30 countries. BitInstant.com can hook you up with Bitcoins. Once again, that's BitInstant.com. It's very easy. Let's go to the phones and talk to John. He's listening in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, John.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, you're on with Ian, Allie, and Daryl.
Great, thank you.
Go ahead.
I heard call earlier from the woman who was fighting the school dress codes in California, and what struck me is that her husband said, the government's not going to say what my children can wear, but nothing was said about telling our children what they can think. I mean, it seems to me there should be a lot more emphasis on the school thought code.
Well, I think that I think you're right about that, but what can you really do about that as a parent? I mean, normally with government schools, the proposals come down for more control, and the best you can do is resist those proposals from being put into play. you aren't going to really be very successful at trying to change the curriculum that already exists. It would take a tremendous amount of time.
You can homeschool your child.
Yeah. Did she say that her child wanted to go to public school?
I don't recall. But it's very difficult to change the curriculum. So I agree. The easiest thing to do is get your kids out of government school, and then they can have whatever curriculum that you want. But to actually try to change the official curriculum is very difficult.
Well, I'm not saying people should be fighting over the curriculum. What they should be doing is recognizing that the problem is not that we're fighting over what should be taught in government schools. The problem is that there's government schools at all.
I agree.
If you get rid of them, then we don't need to fight about any of these things. Then people can just shop for the educational experience they want for this.
Well, the lady in question, you're talking about Jonna, who called the show in the first hour. I happen to know that she was elected as a school board member and was advocating for volunteerism, basically, while on the school board, and she was not reelected as a result of that. So, you know, she did attempt to work inside the system to do something about the government school system, but you're not going to have an impact if you live in California. It's just not going to happen.
Well, that's good, but it's just when people are talking about fighting for the dress code, I would just like to hear the more fundamental problem, to get at. And the problem is that we have these government schools at all, and the solution is to get rid of them.
Dude, I totally understand. Do you know how difficult it is to have that conversation if you're like the one person at a school board meeting who is bringing these things up?
But I know, but she's on in this case, she's on a radio talk show that's pretty open to those views.
Well, right. But we were talking about the context of the conversation was about what a conservative is. And so she was giving that as an example of what, she thought conservatives would normally say about an issue. And the issue that she gave as an example was, school uniforms as kind of a conservative supported issue. Like, oh, well, let's have the kids dress all the same and dress conservatively. So it was tied into a larger conversation. I think that if she were on the line, she would completely agree with your statements. So
I understand, and I didn't mean to criticize her personally, and I know that people are just talking about what they're talking about, but so many times when I hear arguments over what's being taught in our schools or what people are being forced to wear, you just see people just overlook the fundamental problem is that we're doing this collectively at all.
No, I totally agree. I've called local talk shows to talk about this issue of getting the government out of schools, and there's a local morning show here in Keene, New Hampshire that happens on Saturday mornings called Talkback. Folks can actually tune it in over at WKBKRadio.com if they want to hear what
they carry Free Talk Live on
they
Saturdays.
They do carry on Saturday nights. It's true. And the folks on that show, the lady who's the primary host of that show, I have presented to her the idea of, hey, why don't we just let people decide for themselves what schools to send their kids to and keep all the money that they earn and have the marketplace handle schools instead of having this one-size-fits-all government monopoly system shoved down everyone's throats.
Want children to die.
No. Her response to that is that she likes the idea, but she doesn't think that it's possible.
Right, just like it's not possible to dole out food that way.
Well, I think that I understand where she's coming from, right? She's in her probably 80 years old. She's lived her whole life with government schools being the way things are, and it's hard for people to envision a different reality. I mean, it's, when people hear that, they imagine that the school would be empty, that the classrooms would be, the school would be torn down. It would be a ghost school or something like that, and they worry about what would happen to the kids because, the kids are already in a school. And the system's already here, and they, of course, think that their schools are great, and so why would we want to change anything? Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Let everybody keep their money, but how would it work? They don't understand.
What about the people that didn't send their kids to a school? What about those kids?
There's always that
objection,
too.
We have to force people to go learn things.
Yeah. So these are all very important conversations to have, and we're having them, I think, here in, at least in New Hampshire. But people don't have the vision yet, and that's why I think the Free State Project is such an important concept, is to bring a group of people like us who have a similar vision for what the future can be for a true market-based education system that's not coercive in any way, shape, or form, and to have enough people in the community to be able to have those conversations with people in the community to bring them on board with those ideas so that eventually, down the line, we might actually see some kind of change in that direction. But as far as like somebody going to their local school board meeting and talking about volunteerism, that's just not going to have an impact.
But, you know, here in Keene on this upcoming Tuesday, they have the thing where all of the voters in Keene get to show up and vote on
the budget
school board
issues.
Budget.
Yeah.
I plan to go, and if they let people speak, say, you know, we should just get rid of the budget, make it zero.
You, I believe, may be able to speak. I think that if I'm recalling, I've been to one of these things. Allie, you went to it last year, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah, I went to one.
Went to this big auditorium. Do you recall if they let people speak at that?
I spoke at it.
Okay, so yes, you will be able to speak. But usually what they end up doing is the school board presents the options, and option one is screw you hard, and option two is screw you a little less hard. So it doesn't ever make the government smaller.
Option two is we use lube, and option one is no lube.
Because you ran for a school board, Ian. I mean, is it okay to... Would it be unprincipled if, you know, voluntarists made onto a school board and just instead of, like, arguing for the abolishment of the public school because it didn't seem like the correct form for that, they tried to change it to make it more... you know, choice-oriented the school.
You would have to do the latter because of the way the system is set up. John, thanks for bringing that to the forefront. Any final thoughts?
No, thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate the call tonight. The way they set it up, when I was running for school board, I learned that apparently as a school board member, you have to vote. So sometimes they, like, whatever issues come in front of the school board, you have to vote.
You can't say I abstain.
Right, you can't abstain on an issue. There's some way to do it, but it's like you basically lose your position or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact terminology of that, but basically you're obligated to cast a yes or no vote on whatever issues come up. So if you're going to run for some office like that, you're going to be faced with a standard running the school board thing and trying to somehow steer the ship of state in a smaller direction. If you're the only liberty-minded person on the board, you're probably not going to be able to do that too effectively. But you could, you know, cancel out some tie votes or, you know, break some votes here and there and maybe have an effect. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the program allows us to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. I was just talking with a program director today of a pretty big market station. I can't say which market it is. It's somewhere west of the Mississippi, and it's a good one. So
Canada.
We're looking to, you know, I'd love to get a Canadian station. I've actually been calling on a few of them recently, and that would be pretty cool to be on in Canada. I feel like Free Talk Live is enough of an issues-oriented show to where we could work in Canada, because, you know, we're not talking about American politicians on this show. It's not like one of those typical talk shows where they're just constantly dropping political, you know, politicians' names and interviewing politicians. I can't stand politicians, so.
I just assume all the Canadians are like Stefan Molyneux.
No,
afraid not.
I prefer to think of Canadians like Ed and Ethan.
They're good. They're one of the newest podcasts on LRN.FM. And no, most of them aren't like that either. Otherwise, Liberty would be alive in Canada.
No, I just mean like they sound like really cool guys that you mean have a beer with. And maybe go watch a hockey game.
Yeah.
You sound like leprechauns. Are leprechauns Canadian?
No.
They're Irish.
Okay.
So, anyway, what was I talking about? I have no
AMP
idea.
AMP program.
Oh, yeah, the AMP program. Thank you. AMP.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And it's $5 a month. We take that $5 and invest it into the show. Get on more radio stations across the country and bring more Internet listeners on board to expose them to the ideas of freedom, not liberalism and not conservatism, because those are incomprehensible, you know, those are not the same. They don't mix together. Now, I'm willing to work with a conservative, and I'm willing
Me
to work
too.
With a liberal on the issues on which they're correct on, and here and there they are correct on some things, but they don't have any consistency, they certainly don't have principles, and it's insulting what Rush Limbaugh did to tie us all in together, those of us who are members, participants rather, of the Free State Project.
Makes my skin crawl.
Who, by the way, the definition of a Free State Project participant is one who signed the statement of intent of the Free State Project, which says, and I'm paraphrasing, that essentially essentially the maximum goal of government should, or the maximum role, rather, of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. And that's it. Now, that's the maximum role, which means that as a Free State Project participant, you can believe in a very, very small, limited government. And you can also believe, as I do, in no oppressive, coercive monopoly that we know of as government.
And you can join the 13,571 other participants.
And, you know, maybe, look, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth. I appreciate publicity, and I'm glad the Free State Project has gotten publicity. Rush Limbaugh was referencing an article by Breitbart, which it was Breitbart that made the decision initially that the Free State Project was a conservative movement. Incorrect. It's not. It's a movement of liberty-minded people. But at least Breitbart linked to the Free State Project. At least they linked over to the website freestateproject.org. So that will result in a variety of people going and checking out the project and a number of people learning about it that they had not known about before. And so they may be more likely at that point to join because a lot of people listen to Rush Limbaugh. Not all, you don't have to be a conservative to listen to Rush Limbaugh. Plenty of people listen to talk show hosts that they absolutely hate. So, you know, I don't mind the free publicity. I just don't appreciate being labeled as something that I'm not. Anyway, Rush continues on here with his ramble. He goes on and says, now imagine, if you will, if a state legislator had written a blog post targeting the freedoms of gays or targeting the freedoms of women or some other minority. What if? What if some legislator wrote a blog post and said, we are never going to allow Justin Bieber into our state? Can you imagine the hell to pay? But people are now actually considering this since the target is conservatives.
Okay, so is Rush Limbaugh saying that Justin Bieber is a gay woman minority?
I don't know what he's getting at there. But he says, Cynthia Chase, the legislator in New Hampshire who wants to target conservatives and limit their freedom so they'll leave, I said there's a picture of her. She looks like a Teamster. That's the best way to describe it.
What's a Teamster?
A union member.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh.
So that's pretty
much... Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
No. I've been told I should have, but I haven't yet.
Okay, I don't know any other pop culture references to The Simpsons. I know you've seen The Simpsons.
I've seen them.
Okay, remember the gangsters in The Simpsons?
Are we going to do this all night? Because maybe I just don't know.
Okay, well...
I know the gangsters.
Yeah, Teamsters and gangsters are pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
Only Teamsters actually pay money to be part of this union called the Teamsters.
Okay.
And then they go do their gangstery things.
Okay. So right. He's saying that Cynthia looks like a gangster.
That's what he's saying.
All right. I can see that.
So that's it. Rush Limbaugh basically libeling all members of the Free State Project on the radio, on
national
radio. We
should sue him for an apology.
Without even bothering to actually use the term Free State Project at any point in his rant about how conservatives are supposedly under attack and the biggest threat to the state in New Hampshire, let's make things clear. What this lady said was that Free Staters are the biggest threat to the state.
He used
conservatives
the term-
are not.
Libertarian twice.
He did. Credit to him for that.
Twice.
But he used it right next to the term conservative,
right.
Which, of course, just continues to concrete the idea that libertarians are conservatives in a lot of people's minds, which is one of the most frustrating things to come up against when you talk to somebody who is maybe more of a liberal-oriented mindset, who's heard someone like a Rush Limbaugh, like, teaming up with the libertarians. They think that, you know, we're conservatives.
He used the term conservative 11 times.
In the article?
In the article.
Yeah.
And libertarian twice.
Right. And Cynthia Chase, by the way, in her original statement, didn't use the word conservative once, if I'm recalling correctly.
I don't think so.
She didn't say anything about conservatives and how bad conservatives... Now, I'm sure that she doesn't like conservatives. I mean, she's a liberal, so naturally they tend to not like one another. But it's not the conservatives that are scaring the liberals in New Hampshire. It's, in fact, if you go to freekeen.com, scroll back a few weeks, there's been a series of reports that newhampshire.com has been doing. It was a 3-week-long series, so once per week, a fairly lengthy article would come out about the Free State Project. Well, the second of those that series of three was an article about the people that don't like the Free State Project. And within that article, they interviewed both a conservative and a liberal. And both of them did not like the Free State Project because we're a threat to the status quo. The Free State Project is a threat to the way things are. And conservatives support the way things are, right? Isn't that what a conservative is all about, keeping things the same?
That was the definition I read.
Yeah. Of course, a lot of conservatives have this idea of an ideal past that they want to go back to, some sort of
the good old days.
Yeah, which whether those good old days actually ever existed is another question. But sorry.
Now, I'm looking at this rant or rambling or whatever you want to call it from Cynthia Chase on Blue Hampshire. She never uses the word conservative or libertarian.
That's true. Free Stater is what she attacks.
Well, you know, these groups like to, they, you say that they don't really, they tend not like each other, and I agree that they tend to argue, but I think they actually like the things that the other side throws at them. Like, just stupid, trivial things.
It's the whole, as Jesse Ventura called it, it's just like pro wrestling.
Right, like, should there be a law against saying Merry Christmas? Or, you know, something like that.
Well, in front of the cameras, you pretend to hate one another. Behind closed doors, you have a beer with one another, and you crack jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what politics is. The Republicans and Democrats pretend to hate one another, and then they pass the NDAA through the Senate 96-0 with four people not voting.
So then when you get, you know, Free State Project participants coming up and actually questioning what's going on and talking about, you know, ending certain agencies or whatever, you know, they do in politics, I think that it really, like, throws them off guard.
Yeah.
Because they're used to, you know, these easy little issues to just quarrel on,
well,
which don't really mean
to,
anything.
They're used to, there are only two sides to an issue. There's Coke and there's Pepsi.
Right.
Diet Right? What is
and libertarians
diet,
are like,
what is
water?
Moxie? I don't understand.
I think that's a great point, Allie. You know, these people, these conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats, whatever you want to call them, are just basically fighting over the minutiae.
Mm-hmm.
They're not talking about anything that really matters, which is, of course, as our earlier caller pointed out, striking the root. Not, you know, not the details of what the school board's doing, but whether or not the school board should exist in the first place, whether or not the government structure needs to be here at all.
Should we tax people at 35% or 39%?
Yeah.
Here's an idea. That money doesn't belong to you.
Right.
Stop trying to steal it.
That's exactly right. And that's why I was saying before, we've got to get more people together who love the ideas of liberty. And that's what's happening. Over 13,000 people at freestateproject.org thus far.
13,571.
Yeah, and at some point, we'll be so effective here that people like Limbaugh they'll just have to ignore us. Because to talk about what's going on in New Hampshire would be to acknowledge the success of the Free State Project. That's how it's going to get at some point. More coming up here. The Liberty Movement and women. Why aren't there more of them? We'll talk about it.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.